We bring in Brandon Bell, a linebacker recruit from South Jersey and Oakcrest High School, into the program. Brandon, how excited are you to sign that national letter of intent?
I'm excited. I mean, the day's finally here. Kind of a day I've always thought about since, you know, freshman year when you're thinking about playing college football.
You know, when you have a lot of colleges that are interested in you like you were, what set Penn State apart from the rest for you?
I'd say definitely the community, the fans itself. I mean, all the places that I went, I mean, the fans were nothing compared, or I've been recruited, nothing compared to the Penn State.
You're a linebacker, Navarro Bowman, just in the Super Bowl with the 49ers. When you see a guy like that that's graduated from Penn State, played under Coach Vanderlyn, who recruited you, how excited are you for that possibility to possibly expand your skill set to where you could possibly be playing in the NFL in the future?
Definitely excited for me. I mean, any football player, college football player, I mean, that's the goal. I mean, they might not want to say it, you know, trying to jinx themselves, but that's the goal. And one thing about most all the linebackers, they all have their degrees, so it's not like it's not a thing where you got to leave early or something like that, or extremely early. Get your degree, 3 years, four maybe, and then see where the road takes you.
You know, regarding the coaching staff, Coach Vanderlyn, Coach O'Brien, you know, obviously with the sanctions put in place, what were they telling you throughout the process? You know, I know Coach Vanderlyn was really close with you. Talk about how their guidance helped you make this decision to go to Penn State.
Well, one thing I loved about Coach O'Brien, I mean, he didn't sugarcoat anything. You know, when I went up there to reaffirm, he's a straightforward type of guy, and I really, really like that. And as far as Coach Vanderlyn, you know, he's been my recruiter, linebacker coach. He kept me positive about everything and just said, you know, we're going to get through it. But there was also no pressure from those guys, which was made me felt a little bit better about the whole situation.
You know, obviously with Coach O'Brien, the Eagles and other NFL teams were looking at him, you know, as a potential recruit. Now that he's signed on back at Penn State, does it, you know, kind of excite you that you're going to be playing for a coach that 32 other NFL teams covet?
Yeah. I mean, everybody was kind of bashing him, but after you have a good season that nobody expects you to have, I mean, that's just going to happen. Like an NFL, after Super Bowl, every offensive coordinator is looked to be as a head coach and whatnot. So, I mean, you do good, that's what happens.
Well, you played at Oakcrest High School in South Jersey. You were a running back, but primarily a linebacker. How would you categorize yourself when you're on the field?
I'd have to say, I mean, I'm a tough, definitely a linebacker, got to be tough. That's no question, but a tough, I say a student of the game. I love to study, try to pick up as fast as I can, and use knowledge part of it.
Let's talk about this recruiting class. You know, I mentioned it before, how much you guys are revered up here already. Does that bring an extra amount of pressure to succeed even more with all the expectations that you have from fans, alumni, et cetera?
I wouldn't say so myself, because I think I kind of feed in those type of things, you know. When you think about, when you're working out, you're thinking about, you know, the season coming up and whatnot. So when you got a lot of people rooting for you, I mean, kind of makes me just want to do even better, work even harder.
With the scholarship reductions that are put in place, there's not as many scholarships to be given out, so your class has become increasingly close. What about this class makes it such a close class?
Once we all knew who was staying and, well, who had committed after that, you know, you got to be a truly committed player if you're going to stay through it or come here anyway. So once that went through that, you kind of just automatically just feel closer. You know, everybody's in it.
Now, when you come up here in the fall, obviously it's going to be pretty exciting. Are you looking to get on the field immediately? You know, a lot has been made about guys possibly redshirting to play 2 years in a bowl game, but what is your personal preference? Are you ready to get on the field and help contribute to this team immediately?
Yeah, I'd have to say so. I mean, they said they'd give me the choice to redshirt if I wanted, but I can't really picture myself doing that. So if I'm ready and I'm doing good in the summer and whatnot, going into fall practices, I'd definitely say I'm ready to get on the field as quick as possible.
what do you think it's going to be like running out of the tunnel for the first time for you? I mean, how much have you envisioned that moment since you've verbally committed to Penn State and when you write your name underneath that commit, or you commit to Penn State tomorrow on National Signing Day? Have you thought about that moment at all?
Yeah, I think it's going to be crazy. I mean, even on the, we were on the official, we had a little mock run out on the field, just us guys, you know, in the dark stadium. They had the lights lit. And that had my heart pumping. So I can only imagine in front of 100,000 fans on a Saturday afternoon, it's going to be crazy.
What about Penn State, the university itself, attracted you to the school besides the football component of it?
I think it's definitely a place where you can get a respectable degree. I mean, when it comes, because that's a big part of, that was a big part of my recruitment, you know, somewhere where I'm going to get a degree and it's going to actually mean something to somewhere or some future business place. So I think when you think of Penn State and academics, it's definitely top notch.
The last question, you know, a lot has been made about the bowl games and that you guys aren't going to be able to play for a bowl game for 3 years. There's three more years left on that bowl ban. As a recruit, does that bother you that you're not able to go to a bowl game? And why, even though that you're not able to play for a national championship, did you decide to play for Penn State?
I mean, as far as me, that wasn't really much. I mean, you think of bowl games when you think of college football, and most recruits want to do that. I'm not saying I don't, but it wasn't a big part. It wasn't a big thing in my mind when I was going through my whole recruiting season. But as far as a player still want to go here, I think you could still accomplish many things that you want out of a college experience coming to Penn State. It was playing big football, getting a degree, and hopefully looking good to go to the highest level of football.
Well, Brandon, I can tell you a lot of people up here are really excited, and congratulations on signing with Penn State, and we look forward to seeing you suit up for the blue and white in 2013.
Yes, sir. Thank you.